You'll have to go a long way to match a Volkswagen in match trim. They have all the bells and all the whistles. So whether it's a reliable hatchback, a super versatile SUV, or one of our exceptional all-electric ID models, you get extra spec as standard with every one of our 10 match trims. More Volkswagen for your money. Visit your Volkswagen retailer for our latest offers and more. Extra spec versus nearest equivalent VW trim. Visit Volkswagen.co.uk for full details.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, April 26th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Federal auto safety regulators have opened an investigation into the adequacy of Tesla's December recall of 2 million vehicles equipped with the company's autopilot software. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration tied the technology to at least 14 fatalities, several dozen injuries, and hundreds of crashes. In a report, the regulator said that its examination of Tesla's autopilot uncovered a trend of, quote, avoidable crashes involving hazards that would have been visible to an attentive driver. Tesla didn't respond to a request for comment. ByteDance has said it won't sell TikTok, a day after President Biden signed legislation that could ban or force a sale of the popular video sharing app in the U.S. The company posted on Toutiao, a media platform it owns, saying rumors that it was exploring a sale are untrue. ByteDance didn't immediately respond to a request for further comment. Meanwhile, Chinese officials have been relatively muted in defense of TikTok, though they have quietly signaled that they would prefer a ban to a sale. And we exclusively report that high-profile tech leaders are among the nearly two dozen people joining a new federal advisory board focused on the secure use of artificial intelligence within U.S. critical infrastructure. The members include OpenAI CEO Sam Altman, along with the CEOs of NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Alphabet. U.S. officials say the Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board is part of a government push to protect the economy, public health, and vital industries from being harmed by AI-powered threats. The board plans to hold its first meeting in May and is expected to convene quarterly. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.